Drop it. Yeah. It's the Capital City Podcast. I'm your host, Capital J, alongside my main man,
DL Glass.
We were just talking and thinking and thinking and drinking. I said, man, you know what? We're going to talk about vehicles today. The hip-hop community. The hip-hop community has made a lot of vehicles the go-to vehicle.
Yes.
If you want to look cool and be associated with this culture. Mm-hmm. Right now, Hellcats, SRTs, run the whole scope.
Yes.
That's where it is in the streets.
Yes, sir.
But let's go back.
To the beginning.
Let's go back to the beginning. First reference I heard of any vehicle, Larry put me inside his Cadillac. The chauffeur drove off and we never came back. And I was looking at that two-door Brome or DeVille or whatever kind of Cadillac. It was a big
car.
Big boxy Cadillac. It was in Run DMC's first video. Yes, I was like, oh, that's Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But in the early days, there were very few references about the actual car. You know, every now and then you hear, you heard your boy Melly Mel said driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s. So, you know, they were paying attention. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, the bigger the car.
Right.
The more expensive the car.
Absolutely.
Like, whoa, that's a big car. He must have some money. So big cars were in, which brought us to Larry's Cadillac. Mm-hmm. And if you look, the next time I really heard a artist really dedicate a song, or the first time I really heard an artist dedicate an entire song to a car was Public Enemy. My 98 Oldsmobile is my 98 Oldsmobile is just super. Mm. That was the joint. And if you look on the cover of the single, you see like Chuck D used to say, see these car keys? You'll never get these. They belong to the 98 posse. The Oldsmobile 98. Damn. Yeah. Look kind of Cadillac-ish. Mm-hmm. You know, big joint, big old shiny grill. But if you look on the cover of Rebel Without a Pause, you see them standing in a parking deck somewhere, and you see number Oldsmobiles. So we know at least for the Bomb Squad and the crew, they were buying them Oldsmobile 98s. As time progressed, though, the Suzuki Samurai was released.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that car in a whole lot of videos.
Absolutely.
And here goes the beauty of that. It didn't cost a lot of money. You could buy a Suzuki Samurai back in the day, brand new.
Yes.
For about $7,000.
I was going to say six, but yep. Absolutely.
$6,000 or $7,000. Mm-hmm. You got a brand new car.
Yes.
Yeah, but the cool thing about the Samurai, it was small, you know, great for getting around New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was inexpensive.
Right.
So you could buy a new one. And it was compact in a way that, you know, it's really a two-person car by the time, you could throw somebody in the back seat, but you drop the top. You got four people in there. You're chilling. You saw it in New Jack City.
New Jack City. Three people. Three.
Right. That back seat was lil. Yeah. But you could also throw the kicker box in the back.
Yes.
Now, where does the kicker box stand? We're talking about vehicles, not just vehicles. We're talking about vehicle accessories as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The kicker box is very important to the evolution of hip hop.
You got to beat down when the block.
Right. You beat down the block. It even changed the way that a lot of music was made, knowing that it's now going to be broadcast out of a vehicle at high volumes.
Yes.
So as people put more bass capability in that car.
Yes.
Producers put more bass in the songs.
Absolutely.
And if you look on, there was a Miami bass compilation that used to drop every, you know, every few months. They have a new joint. They just re-release an old Miami bass classics. But on the cover, they always had some kind of Samurai or Safari slash Astro van.
Okay.
Showing you how many speakers were inside of those cars.
Absolutely.
That's, yes. That's another one, too. Vans.
Yes.
You know, Vans made great
that Ford
sound carriers.
Those Astro vans were so aerodynamic. On the inside, it was almost like a where the air passed through. So it makes the bass hit harder.
Hey, man, it was cavernous. That's the word you're looking for. I had I had a Safari, which is the GMC version of Chevy's Astro. 412s in the back. And, man, I could have it so you couldn't even breathe in there.
Right.
Like, you know, bass pumping so hard that taking a breath seemed like it's kind of hard to catch.
Damn.
Now, but the Samurai lended itself well to a system. You know, you could take the top off easily.
It seemed like it was outside.
And you could broadcast your music.
Yes.
Perfect car for the hip hop culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And you could take the doors off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here goes another. That BMW 3 Series was pretty popular back then, too.
Yes.
The BMW 3 Series. You're talking about the Dope Boys. Bumping hip hop on the block. The BMW 3 Series was dope. And they were like the way they used to make cars, the rear deck used to support a nice set of 6x9s. You could get more bass out of 6x9s without even having to add a kicker back in the day. They changed the way they make cars now. So 6x9s don't hit the same.
Absolutely.
In today's car shape as they used to. But see, you could take a couple of 6x9s and turn the party out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were rock because
they came
trunk,
in the box.
The trunk would turn into the, the space you need to reflect that bass all over the place.
Yes.
But that 3 Series, the BMW 3 Series in the 80s and the Suzuki Samurai, those were, I saw them a lot.
Okay.
On the corners bumping hip hop.
Yes.
And people just get out, open the doors, leave the doors open.
Yes.
Everybody stand around, listen to the music.
And then being in the South, I didn't see many BMWs.
Yeah, the 3 Series was more of a New York dope boy thing. But I knew some dope boys that had them. Mm-hmm. But down here, I saw a lot of Saabs, too.
I was going to say that. And the Benzes, but yes, the Saabs.
Yeah.
The BBSs, baby.
Yeah. Which, that's another thing. Like, you know, hip hop, the people who make these accessories and make these cars, they don't understand the debt of gratitude that they owe hip hop artists for making certain cars hot.
Absolutely.
Yes. You know, LL didn't say backseat of my 4-door sedan. He said backseat of my Jeep. And this is just after the Samurai era. So, you know, what kind of Jeep is he talking about? Well, the term Jeep got loosely thrown around to all SUVs back in the day.
Like the Wagoneer and everything.
It was everything. The Ford Explorer. You know, he just called it my Jeep.
Yes.
You know, very seldom you see somebody in an actual Jeep.
Yes.
And that's what's a Cherokee.
You saw
a lot of Cherokees back in the day.
Yes.
But
that was I don't know if it was intentional, but that was genius. That's like, side note, I asked somebody for a Kleenex. It's not a Kleenex.
Right.
Kleenex is the brand.
Right. When your name becomes synonymous with a thing.
Right.
You know, Kleenex, Jeep.
Now truck.
Kicker, you know, people call everything in the back a kicker box. And Kicker was one brand. But you just say, you got some Kickers in the back.
Yes.
Not really. I just got a box with some Sherwin Vegas in it. Not Kickers. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But the name became synonymous. Then we started getting to the West Coast. You start watching their videos. And then you realize, I've never seen a 64 Impala hooked up over here.
Yes.
On the East Coast. So when they doing all this Suzuki Samurai and BMW 3 Series, you go up to the West Coast, they got this big 1964 Impala.
On switches.
Dayton's. Dayton rims. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That joker's bouncing up and down. Mm-hmm. This is accessories. Must have accessories of the streets of Compton back in the day. You know what I'm saying? You getting riding regular.
OG status.
OG status. But as Dr. Dre came on the scene and started giving you a shot, a visual shot of what's happening in California in his videos, man, the 6'4 Impala, and they mention it over and it rolling in my 6'4.
Right.
Down.
The windows down.
Swing down, sweet chest out, let me ride. Hell yeah.
Timeless music, man.
Timeless music.
Yes, sir.
But so far, we're still in the 80s, just barely out of the 80s, and you got three or four cars that have probably had a boost in sales in the hood, especially on the used car market. Like, you know, the only ones that were new, talking about that BMW 3 Series and the Suzuki Samurai, they were new.
Mm-hmm.
But the 6'4", that's a used vehicle.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then through the 80s, GM had a set of cars. Like, everybody had one. Pontiac had the Grand Prix. Oldsmobile had the Cutlass. Chevy had the Monte Carlo. And Buick had the Regal.
Mm-hmm.
That shape, of course, everybody, you know, somebody in every family had one.
Right.
In the 80s. But as time passed, it became a real popular used car in the hood. And on the hip-hop scene.
Mm-hmm.
And before car culture totally, like, you know, there was a time, I would say, probably in the mid-2000s, where car culture and hip-hop culture were just, they were hand-in-hand hard.
Yes.
You know,
this
when Funkmaster Flex was doing car shows.
Definitely.
Right. The South got the Donks jumping off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you always had your West Coast car culture. But and car Texas. Culture was huge.
Yes.
And even the rims that you about to put on the car were inspired by what you saw in the videos.
Yes. That's how you know what you wanted.
Right. BBSs. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dayton's.
Yes.
You know, you go down to Texas, they had a whole different way that they ride. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Spokes.
Slab.
Like, mad spokes. Like spokes weren't a huge thing here like that.
Mm-mm.
But Texas.
Yes.
Spokes.
Whew.
And they got the joints with the long stick pointy. Yeah, they stick out. Yeah.
I can't remember the name of those.
Chop
rims.
Your ankles off.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it could kill you by messing with them rims.
Right.
Yes.
And then think about it. Rims, the typical car tire back in the day had maybe 13s, 14s, and 15s. And the big wheels were the 15s.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, those are the big ones. You get 15s, and then you get them real wide, and you put a bunch of tire on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that changed, and it started getting bigger. Then 20-inch rims, people like, 20s, 20s. When you start hearing people talk about 20s in songs.
Yes.
People slapping 20s on everything. Toyota Camry, put some 20s on it.
Minivan.
Man, 20s.
Dubs.
Yeah, you got to have 20s.
Yes.
And this happened during the time when we had a – you know, the economy was kind of jumping there.
He said, yeah, well, you like could, my BMW, them some 20s on it. He said, those ain't no 20s. Well, they some 10s, but don't say nothing. It look like 20s.
Yeah, go-kart wheels on this joker. But, yeah, hip-hop is always influencing what we buy for our cars.
Yes.
You know, when rappers are talking about it. Like, and then eventually, 20s, you heard people talk about 20s all the time. Then T.I. drops 24s.
Yes, I forgot. Yeah.
24s?
Right.
How you even fit them in the wheel well?
South.
But 24s, they started showing up everywhere on everything. Some cars couldn't even fit 24s. They would lift them. Cut the wheel well, do anything they could to make them things fit.
Phew.
And now you got a little bitty car sitting on 24s. Then they took it even farther. It's 30s and 32s out here.
Yes.
Wheels so big, the tire's just a rubber band.
You need a step stool.
Wrapped around there. You hit a pothole, feel flat tire.
Yeah. You feel that?
Rim bent. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
None of this is practical, but this is what hip-hop did.
Absolutely.
You think that the whole, I don't think the whole movement would have been where it is if T.I. hadn't dropped 24s.
Maybe not.
No, you still would have had your people who were doing it, but.
They wouldn't have went.
You got some people who wouldn't have done it that did it after T.I. said.
And of course, you know, we got to say Atlanta was first with the 24s because T.I. said it. So it must have been a part of the culture in Atlanta at the time that he
Atlanta,
said it.
Atlanta and Florida share a lot mm-hmm. of car culture.
Yes.
But then the whole donk movement, like to take a car from the 70s, mm-hmm. put the big wheels on it. And then after, like we said, the wheels ain't going to fit all the time.
Yes.
By the time the wheels get past 22 and 24, mm-hmm. you got to raise it up a little bit.
And so you got to have a proper lift kit.
So now they put lift kits.
Yes.
That's on regular cars.
You can only get, that's the only way you can get some anything bigger than a 24 on anything.
Right.
You got to put a lift kit on it.
Which in turn, though, is like, hey, man, not only did, like, the rims was a starter package. Lift kit, that's starter. But then after you do all that, your car's still moving like a car from the 70s. Whew. They start getting into the engine.
Yes, sir.
And the engines got more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through a whole era where, you know, you see a raggedy-looking car and it'll dust you up.
Right.
Like, what?
They didn't tweak something.
What just happened?
And then they got even faster with the introduction of the computer.
Yeah, but shoot, you're not going to put a computer on a 75.
No. Right. Right.
But then, right after that, regular cars started getting faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for a period of time, we were going back to cars that were fast. You know, people jumping back to the 60s, you start seeing 1970, you know, Mustangs and Chevelles and stuff like that on the street.
Right.
But then they just said, well, you know what? Why make these dudes go back and buy a car from the 70s?
Give it to him again.
And we can give it to him again.
Like some retro J's.
And here comes Dodge Charger.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hold on. I can't. Hold on. Let me get back. That Impala SS, the 94 through 96.
Ooh-wee.
That Joker was, for the time, that was fast.
Yes, sir.
At the time, the Mustang didn't have that 5.0 out right then. The 5.0 lasted in the Fox body. When they moved on to that new throwback look at Mustang,
mm-hmm.
put a 4.6, I think, or, you know, a little bit smaller engine. It's still a V8.
Right.
But it wasn't the 5.0
mm-hmm.
that you know or that you were used to hearing about. And that Impala, man, that Chevy Impala would dust them up. And you started seeing those things all over the place because it was – it was a mix of the big car,
mm-hmm.
but you also had the fast engine. And that thing came with 17s on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the rims that came on it, they weren't 20s,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't the typical 15s either.
Right.
So it gave you a little more tire, a little more rim,
mm-hmm.
bigger engine.
Yes.
Hip-hop ate it up.
Yes, they did.
You know, yes, Ice Cube's in the movie all about the Benjamins driving one. You know, you saw it's Impala SS's and which is a spinoff of the Caprice.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that box Caprice is another hip hop classic.
Yes, sir.
You saw it in the movie Hustle and Flow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just showing you what your typical street hip hopper was driving.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been through our...
And that was across the country at one point, probably.
Those box Caprices, man, they were mm-hmm. everywhere. Easy to keep on the road.
Yeah.
You know, Crown Vicks got in there, too. Crown Vicks and Mercury, the Mercury version. Yeah, those big. And, you know, hip hop, another thing, we've always kind of gravitated towards old police cars, which the Caprice was.
Man.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So once those cars go out of commission, for some reason, the hip hop community, street community jumps on whatever.
Because they
police
fast.
Used to drive.
Because they fast.
Right. Fast and tough.
Yes, sir. Not now. I used to hate seeing them riding around with cop spotlight still on the car.
Still on the car. Yeah, you got to take the spotlight off now. You can't be riding around here looking like the feds.
Or just the, like you said, the fleet police Caprice. Because you could buy the Caprice that wasn't the fleet police one.
Mm-hmm.
That was doper than... But it wasn't faster than the police one because they had tweaked the engine.
And, you know, the Impala SS was, they took a lot of what they used in the police package.
Yes.
Put on the Impala SS.
Hey.
It was the Caprice police package was out before the SS.
Right.
So they already had the Corvette motor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That joint is like a drug dealer's dream.
Drug dealer's dream. Which brought them to what? That Charger.
Yes, sir.
What's that Charger drive?
Hold on.
We skip some stuff, dude.
Yeah, because
I know.
We got to give props to when it did, because we touched on minivans in conversation, but we didn't give proper credit to 93
Mazda.
MPV.
The Mazda MVP, MPV, MPV, not the MVP, yes. The MPV, the multi-purpose vehicle.
What?
I saw Jay-Z in one. We'll my own you. Eyes back in 96, 97, your boy rolling in MPVs every week. Man. We made 40 G's.
That was in 92.
That was
they said.
That was a hot ride for the street. Ooh, man. here's one that we looked over.
Mm-hmm.
The 80s Volkswagen Jetta.
Man.
We can't sit here and talk all this without talking about
boy.
If you show up with an 87 Volkswagen Jetta back in the day.
Man, the 86 wasn't bad either.
The 86, though. 87, yeah. that era,
right.
Jetta.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That was a hip-hop car.
Man, what in the hell are you talking about?
That was a hip-hop car.
Yes, sir.
Mess around, put some BBSs on that joint.
What? You got to. And the roof.
Yeah, the Jetta was dope.
Yes.
The Jetta was dope.
Man, you skipped over the Nissan Maxima.
The Maxima was hot. It was hot in the streets.
In the 80s.
But I'm wondering, like, I'm sitting here thinking for hip-hop artists. Like, that was a hot car in the streets.
Man, that was a
period.
Hot. That was in a lot of videos.
The Maxima?
The Maxima was in a
the
lot
box,
of
the box the Maxima box, or the bubble?
The box Maxima.
Oh, I'm talking about the box. You're right. The box.
You know what I'm saying?
The box Maxima was
come
crazy.
On, what?
You're right. That was crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Toyota had one that was kind of on the Cressida. I don't know if anybody remember the Cressida. It looked almost just like the Maxima.
Mm-mm.
It was dope. Toyota Cressida.
Hyundai had one. What was it?
The Hyundai XL was kind of hot for a sec.
Was that the hot XL back then?
The Hyundai XL.
I just knew it was a Hyundai.
The Hyundai XL was hot. And that's another car that you could buy for about $5,000.
Is a Hyundai and Hyundai the same, or those are two different
companies? Nah, same company. Some people pronounce it Hyundai. Some people pronounce it Hyundai.
I never knew.
Yeah. But yeah, that's that. Yeah, the Hyundai XL was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot in the streets and in the videos for a second. More than a few people pop.
Yeah.
You saw those things rolling.
Yeah. They didn't advertise it, but... The hottest Jetta scene I remember is from Juice, where I thought that was your girl.
Oh, in the Jetta.
He had the red special ed.
Yeah, special ed. That's what I was. That's the person that I associate with the Jetta, too.
I was telling you.
The Jetta.
It's just, I thought that was your girl.
Yeah, the Jetta. The Jetta was dope.
Oh, God.
Yeah, shout out to the Maxima and the Jetta.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Now, through the 90s, though, man, it was so many cars that got hot.
Yes, sir. I think the South car culture in hip-hop was just as big, you know, with the early artists. Like you talked about the Cadillacs and the DeVilles and all that stuff, and they changed it up. And I think that's worth a mention You know what I'm saying? Because everybody else, you know, they was doing their things with the cars. But I think the South, and when I say the South, I'm talking, because you know Texas is big as fuck.
Right, right.
You know, and like they just took it and it was so popular that everybody who wanted to be on the scene, you know what I'm saying? Like in New York or wherever else, it might have been the dope boys who could afford these cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But just looking at the history, and I saw some stuff from back in the day where it weren't just the dope boys or people involved in illegal activities that were getting these cars. And, you know, it was a part of the culture.
Right, right. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. So, those
because
yeah, Cadillac, Jetta,
yeah,
the Hyundai,
mm-hmm,
the Samurai,
right?
Yeah, all these. It's not just for dope boys, because these are those cars I just named were inexpensive to purchase. The Cadillac was expensive, but a used Cadillac wasn't.
It didn't hold value at all.
Right.
Just like kind of now.
Yeah, you just go get, you know, you go pick one up and you still get the status.
Yeah.
But you got a Cadillac.
Right. Right.
But Cadillac faded. Volkswagen faded. Suzuki faded, Hyundai faded.
One hip hop staple that has lasted through all of it, and I say from the beginning of hip hop, maybe, you know, I can't say the beginning because, you know, starting in the park and all that stuff, but the inception of cars, the Mercedes Benz.
Mercedes has always been a dream car for a lot of people.
Yeah, man.
It's like one day, you know, and that's
get me a Mercedes and house.
And you gotta think, like, when you talk about rappers in recent times, when you hear, they always mention, I'm, you know, driving a foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we had a whole episode on rebellion.
Right.
You know, the domestic market. There was a rebellion against the domestic market. Mm-hmm. Everybody got that.
Yes.
Yeah. And when they were talking about foreign, they weren't talking about a Toyota.
No.
They're talking about BMW,
mm-hmm,
Mercedes, yeah,
yes,
Audi, you know, something,
mm-hmm,
German or European.
Yes.
And they went through a time on them. Now, Jaguars, you know, Jaguar had a time too, but it was never that go-to car that everybody could have.
Right.
But you saw a lot of rappers when they had a little bit of money. You saw quite a few Jags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, LL mentioned his Jag before.
Yeah, you know? The Jag is the step up.
Yeah,
it was always seen as so much more prestigious.
Yeah, it was. It was until Ford bought them.
Yeah, man. Oh, you got a Jag. Oh.
But moving into that foreign phase, though, you know, Rick Ross, Aston Martin music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that had to boost Aston Martin sales.
Yes. Yes.
You know, who's checking?
I can't say I seen too many Aston Martins, though, before or after that.
Nah, I see them now.
Yeah. You know,
a lot.
Now, yeah. But I'm talking about.
Yeah, they were actually, it was even hard to find an Aston Martin dealer to go buy one.
Yes. Yes. Now they got one on Capitol, right?
Yeah, but we're in the market with a million some people.
Yeah, I'm saying, like,
of course
now,
they got an Aston Martin dealership here.
They didn't always have one, though. And I'm just saying, you know, because of times now.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep, but those, Mercedes and BMW, man, they had, I don't know if you remember that BMW 750 back in the day.
Do I? The LI.
That long two-door.
The LI or the?
Ooh, I'm talking about that long sporty two-door they had.
Oh,
know what I'm talking about?
Yes, you said BMW.
Like BMW had like a V12 in it. That Joker was sick.
Is it a 630?
I mean, it might be called something else now because the 750 isn't that coupe anymore. It's not a sporty coupe like it used to be.
Okay,
but back in the day, the 750 was like the top of the line touring coupe.
Oh.
And it was dope.
That's why I seen
more than a few dope boys and rappers rocking that thing. You know, football players too. You know, like people with money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you saw that. Speaking of expensive Jeeps, that Mercedes Jeep,
the G wagon.
That's steel. That's a hip hop. yes. staple right there for people who can afford it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's definitely a status symbol. When we got into that foreign era, yeah. like people started, you know, and that was kind of like the response mm-hmm. to that era we had when everybody was going donk. Because right. donk, you could pick up a donk for a few thousand dollars, but then you put another 10, 15 into it, mm-hmm. and you got something that's really impressive.
And that's straight, not New York.
Nah, that was straight Southern, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's yeah. Texas to Florida.
Yes, sir. Like,
you know, yeah, owning that.
Hell yeah.
And it trickled all the way up, you know, St. Louis and
yes.
and North Carolina.
Anywhere that claim their country.
Yeah, yep. Country people love big old cars.
Hell yeah.
Because, and you got to think about it, the way, the image that we have is slow laid back. Mm-hmm. Those cars were mm-hmm. slow and laid back.
Yes, yes.
You know,
and had plenty of room because you had a big ass family.
Yep, the ideal of the car was just exactly what the people are who drive it. You know, it's yes. laid back.
Yes,
you're chilling. I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like think about those cars we talked about that made it in New York early. They were small city cars, mm-hmm. easy to move around the city in
and know, park.
Go yes. buy no 225-inch long car,
right,
for New York streets.
Yes.
You know right. what I'm saying?
Yeah. Especially you, got rims.
That's for down here.
Yeah.
You got space to right. park and do all that stuff. You know, you got a yard where you can park four of them jokers in the yard.
Yeah.
One of them looks like it's brand new. The other one, you can pull the seats out of one, pull the bumpers off the other one, the engine out of the other one.
Yeah.
You got one you drive and three more donor cars in the backyard.
We ain't had no potholes, though.
Yeah, nah. Nah,
dirt roads, but not potholes.
You know what I'm saying? Which led, you know, a lot of these, the racing scene ended up infiltrating the hip hop. They went hand in hand for a little while with the Fast and the Furious. Like, it was even before Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. Like, that was one type of racing, but street racing
right.
and hip hop always been hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start looking at cars today, like how even they start transforming the dunks into fast cars mm-hmm. that they could race. It wasn't just right. for show. We need some speed. Mm-hmm. And speed is in now.
Yes, sir.
And it's nothing faster than that Hellcat.
Hmm.
Well, you got the Demon, which is even more powerful. Mm-hmm. So you can go buy a car now for less than $80,000 hmm. with 900 horsepower.
Crazy. It's a computer, man.
And that's the kind of girl Stacey Red said she only is interested in Hellcats and SRTs.
Mm. That's what's in.
That's what's in.
Right.
Hip hop and put all this stuff on the map. You know what I'm saying?
Everything, man.
I still got Impala SS tucked away.
Are you going to tell?
You know, I'm wondering though, like, is it still cool?
Hell yes.
To us.
Shit.
But, when you ask a 20-year-old, you know what I'm saying, they see Impala SS come out, is that just an old car now?
Nah, they're still crazy.
To a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I work with some, and that's how they talk about cars and guns.
They still dig them?
That's all they talk about is yes. cars and guns.
Well, I'm holding on to it even longer. I miss my safari van, though. Mm. You know what else I miss? The main car accessory that I miss out of all this is systems.
Systems, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's like, you know, I know that some people still put systems in their cars, but, mm. I mean, I miss just, you know, being at a stoplight and three cars back, somebody got their radio up beep. And your mirror is shaking.
And you trying to figure out which car
is. Yeah, who is it?
Yeah.
You looking around like, man, that dude got some knock in there. They pull over yeah. the gas station. Like, man, what you got in here?
Right.
Not what kind of engine.
Yes.
What you got back here?
Yeah, yeah.
And they pop the trunk. And it's like, oh, okay, right. okay. All right, I see you, player. All right. That's all right.
I used to be in the car with my mom. No speakers. No system. Here. Car beating. Like, can't wait till I get my shit so I can do it.
Hey, man. Hey, GM used to have a partnership with Bose for all their
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. Listen, yeah. man.
That Bose system is different, bro.
They came with a little, man. Like, they knocked harder than anything you hear in the day. Like, you could buy a 1987 Pontiac Sunbird.
Man, he said Sunbird.
A Pontiac Sunbird.
Okay.
And pop your tape in.
Yes.
And it sound, the bass are not hard or anything you hear today.
Oh, it had Bose in it.
Yeah, yeah. They GM, Bose just designed all GM's audio stuff. And they just good with placement. Like, it wasn't like they were running crazy wattage or crazy power.
Yeah.
Everything was just in the right place.
Right.
And right. tuned just right for just each individual car.
Yes.
And nothing knocked like GM cars.
Right. But you got to get the right addition. It's not all GM cars coming to Bose, because I've been in a couple that didn't.
Yeah, some of them didn't. Yeah, but if it had speakers on the rear deck back in the day,
mm-hmm.
It would bang.
I know
things would kick, man.
Right now, still.
Yeah. Like a
brand new system.
Yep. But you know something I noticed over time, they used to have a system so that you could blast your music and everybody could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't place speakers in places anymore in a car where you can broadcast your music outside the car.
Absolutely.
They way down on the door. They used to be up on the front dash.
Mm-hmm.
So when you roll your windows down, the bass is in the back and the sound coming up off the front dash. So when you roll your windows down, the people next door could really hear what you listen to real good.
Mm-hmm.
When they move the speakers down on the door right by your leg,
mm-hmm.
so you got your leg in front of the speaker.
Right. And it's coming
sound
up. Ain't,
yeah, that sound, and, that sound is but, just for you.
But that's what I was going to say. I think that it might have been because of the engineering of the car, that we weren't there. You know what I mean? For that inside your car thing. Like, the speaker was put there just to play music. Like, it probably was no real thought behind it or any of that. I don't think it was strategic for other people to hear. It just so happened.
Yeah,
it
just so happened that where they placed them was great for broadcasting the music.
Right.
And
right.
the speakers are all so low now.
Mm-hmm.
They're low in the car.
Yeah.
So
I hate you don't, that too.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're trying to bang and roll your windows down. And there's no speaker that people can. There's no direct, straight from speaker to your ear.
Right.
In a car, if you're outside the car anymore.
Well, I don't do that anyway, because rolling your windows down and banging your music, where you got gray hairs in your chin, make you look like an old. Look at that old.
If I still had my van, I would make your trunk rattle from behind you if I could.
Me too.
You know, I miss it. But the stuff don't carry it like it used to. We got an SUV though. You can get some bass in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the sound don't escape the car like it used to. So they're just not made for broadcasting. Like it used to be.
Right.
But that was the biggest thing that I miss. You know, I like big wheels, big rims,
mm-hmm.
all that. Love that movement. I love fast cars. I like the Hellcats and the SRTs.
Right.
But one thing about all of these cars, the police also know that that's what the hip-hop community likes to drive. So any one of those cars would get you pulled over back in the day.
Oh, absolutely.
Drive any one of them cars in the hood. You're in the 80s, right. You got a Jetta, mm-hmm. 3 Series BMW.
Any of
Samurai. You know, police got their eye on you.
And hip-hop was... in some people's eyes, synonymous to crime and drugs and a reason.
Right.
You know?
Right. They used to give you tickets for playing music too loud.
I've got one.
I almost got
250.
One. I was at the light. The policeman was across the street at the other light. Hmm. He rolled his window down, looked at me, and did this, like, turn it down.
Yes.
And I, you know, when the traffic started moving, I made a quick right.
Mm-hmm.
Just jetted off. No, I didn't cut it down.
Okay. it amazes me when I see the kids still into loud music.
Music is personal now. Like, you know, the extension of the loud system in the car is an extension of the boombox era, where you carry your music everywhere you go and everybody got to listen to what you're listening to.
Yeah.
People today, they take their music for themselves on headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen to it by themselves. Like, you right. know, the pill, when they brought the little pill out.
Man, I ain't taking no pill.
Nah, I mean the little speaker, you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Right, yeah.
That was as close as these kids, that's their new modern day boombox.
Absolutely.
It's a way to yeah. share their music.
Right. And that didn't last too long.
It's still around, but yeah. Mm. Yeah, there's. Yeah, that time came and went.
Right.
People don't broadcast. They don't share like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's a bad thing.
Right. So, 19-year-old Mason, he's going to a truck car show. And he had to get his stuff hooked up. I thought he was going to put it in, because he has a four-door truck. Maybe a Chevy something. Anyway, one of them big shits. And, but he's getting installed on the back of his truck. And he was telling about all the stuff that he bought to put on the back of his truck so he can go down there and try to win the sound contest for his truck.
Mm.
And, you know, like, probably got about a good 10, 20,000 followers on TikTok and all this other stuff.
Word. Hey, that's what we forgot. Pickup trucks.
Yes.
I think that, I really think that Dodge Ram.
Yeah.
When they put the big grill on the front.
Man, it changed
helped,
the game. Helped
bring the truck into the hip-hop community.
Yes.
You know, it was kind of like, oh, finally a cool truck.
Right.
That we could rock with.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, you know, the truck is popular now.
Yeah.
You know, folks rock with it. More popular than it ever was before right. in hip-hop. Like, yeah. out of all the rappers that we, just think of all the rappers. You didn't see anybody in a pickup truck.
Nothing.
Maybe in a video.
Bubba Sparks was the first one, if I saw him in a pickup truck.
Yeah, he didn't inspire people to just go out and,
no,
and
I'm just trying rock to think with a
pickup truck. But then with that Dodge Ram drop, you started seeing them because, you know, you started seeing more of them, especially in the South. And look at Southern videos. You'll see a Dodge Ram through the late 2000s.
Yeah.
You'll see Dodge Rams a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the cool truck.
Yes.
It wasn't the Chevy pickup. It wasn't the Ford. No. You know, it wasn't the F1. A cool F-150, they did have one that was kind of cool around the time they made that Lightning, the F-150 Lightning.
Hmm.
You know, I did see a few of those on the street. Okay. I didn't see them in videos like that. Hmm. The pickup truck, though, has crept its way into the culture. And I think Dodge Ram gets the credit for that.
Okay, so we're going to go back to Atlanta. Because the movie, what was it? The movie was called Atlanta, right? With T.I. and Big Boy.
ATL?
ATL, uh-huh. Yeah. Big Boy had a pickup truck.
Right. Right.
I remember that because, you know, like a pickup truck, like you say, at one point it wasn't. Yeah, he had a pickup truck.
And I'm sure that people, you know, there's always been somebody driving one.
Yeah.
But, you know, as soon as they got their rap money, they won't go out and say, you know what I need now? Yes. I need the new GMC Sierra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but they rock with that. Oh, now, here's a movement we forgot about. When the Lincoln Navigator dropped. Like, you got to think, the Chevy Suburban and the Grand Wagoneer, like, they had been out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they always had big SUVs.
When did that Lincoln Navigator come?
That came around, what, 98?
So around 97, the time as 98. The Expedition. Because the Expedition hit hard, too.
The Expedition was dope, but that Navigator was the first luxury.
Yeah, the difference.
SUV. Right. And this made having that thing a status symbol.
Range Rover.
The Range has always been a staple, too.
And now, Jay-Z made the Range Rover popular.
Yeah, get a credit to Jay.
Got to.
You know. Hey, don't forget Jagged Edge, Keys to the Range.
Was it
They had a song.
Jay-Z was first,
though. Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Range, yeah, the Range Rover.
Mm-hmm.
That had a sign. But, you know, the SUV movement, man, when they dropped their Navigator.
Yes,
then
sir.
Then the Cadillac came out with the Escalade.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, the Expedition was jumping. The Expedition, man, was very popular.
Hell yes.
Very popular.
Especially, what, that 96, 97?
The Ford Explorer was popular, but it wasn't a luxury joint. It wasn't luxury. But when they hit that Navigator and they gave us a luxury SUV.
And you didn't have to step up high to get into it. Remember that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, man, it was a very accommodating.
For real. That Navigator started something. Mm-hmm. And luxury SUVs have been a part of the game ever since.
Yep.
Ever since.
It's nothing to see 10 Tahoes or 10 Suburbans.
You saw a lot of Denalis back in the day.
Hell, you still see them now? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I'm talking about that first bubbly one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they made one, and it only lasted, like, maybe 2000, 2001. Then they changed it up and gave it that,
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was a popular car in the hip-hop community.
2000, 2001, man, that was a big-ass, out-of-shape car.
Yeah, the early one was kind of funny looking.
Yes, sir.
But it was that they were trying to answer the Navigator.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lincoln had just taken over.
Right.
They're like, oh, we gotta do something to the Suburban, make it look
I was
luxurious.
I was mad the first time I got in one of those revamped Range Rovers. Mm. They're small, man.
Yeah, they're small cars.
Yes, sir.
Compared to the big American SUVs.
Right.
You got to think the Suburban is America's longest running nameplate.
Mm-hmm.
Suburban's been around since the 50s or the 40s.
Yeah,
you know, so
forever.
It's always been there, but nobody in hip hop was looking at it like, That's what I want.
That big joint, they go on tour or something, cause that joint big as a...
Yeah, after they took that GMC Yukon, the Yukon XL, the Denali version, Cadillac.
Right.
Got an extra long rest, just a Suburban.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, we'll take it if you put some status in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And once the status got put in it, man, it's been straight to the moon ever since. Now everything is SUVs now. Yep. You know, I don't see a lot of rappers drive Teslas.
Right.
Yeah, I know there's some. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I can't say I've seen it impact the culture on any level.
No, I remember Jaden Smith had a video where he was hopping out of one. He had one of the cool ones with the gold wing doors in the back.
We talking about the culture, though.
Yeah. You trying to say Jaden Smith ain't hip hop? You got something to say about Karate Kid?
Do I have to say it?
Leave that man alone. The song was dope. I'm just icon living.
Okay.
Yeah, man, the SUVs took over.
Yeah, they
did. And the pickup trucks, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, right now, the reigning champ is the Hellcats, Chargers, Challengers.
Man, all
they reign supreme on the streets in the hip-hop culture right now.
Yes, sir.
But what's the
Hemi, when the induction of the Hemi to our culture, because if you ain't had no Hemi, you ain't had nothing. And that was...
At the SRT, anything SRT got to him in.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Gas guzzling motherfucker.
Yes, indeed. Good they would God. Drink it right up.
Yes, sir.
Just like those big old thirsty SUVs.
Yes. Like,
here's one. Here's one we forgot. And it's huge.
The size or
it's
impact?
It's just huge impact. The Hummer. The Hummer was huge in hip hop, man.
The Hummer was so big, they made three versions of it.
Yeah, and the original one was the army version.
The hand
like folks were rocking them in videos.
Yes, sir. The hand
popping out in the Hummer, and then they made the one for everybody.
Hummer 3.
And it was big. Now the 3 is the little one.
Oh, that's the little
2
one.
Is the one that's close to the backwards. Like you know the one for the army was. That's a tank.
Yeah.
Then they made the one for the streets. One. That was the 2, I think.
The manufactured one.
Yeah, the manufactured one. Yeah. They tried to make it more friendly, but at the end of the day, it was still just the same old Army vehicles. Huge, yes. Bad on gas, but they were cool as hell.
Yes.
And everybody was trying to get their hands on one.
Right, right.
And they were hot.
Yes, sir.
They were hot.
Yes, sir. You can't front on it.
You can't front on the Hummer, man. Yeah. The Hummer is solidified in this thing.
Until they dropped the little one.
The little one blew up the party.
Yeah, that was.
And never even should have bothered.
Went back to the Samurai Suzuki.
So what's the? All right, let's say we got top five. Oh, top five hip hop cars.
God knows.
I'm automatic. I'm gonna go Suzuki Samurai first.
Okay.
That's that's the first one I'm gonna put on the list.
Okay.
6'4" Impala got to be on there.
Yes, sir.
That screams hip hop.
Yes, sir.
Box Chevy.
Mm-hmm. Although some people would say no.
Box Chevys?
Yeah.
The Priests and all of them?
Everywhere. That's the only reason I'm saying that. I think for the top five, we got to put a car that was everywhere.
Well, 6'4 Impalas weren't everywhere.
True.
You know what I'm saying? But when you think hip-hop, you think West Coast. If you just close your eyes and threw a West Coast artist into a car and, like, the first thing that come to mind ain't a 6'4 Impala.
Yeah. OG status.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why I give them that. And when I think when I think South during a certain period of time, I think you Box Chevy. You know, like I just automatically think Box Chevy
like that,
on big rims.
Okay, let's go.
You know
like
what I'm saying?
All right. I got you.
And when I thought about New York rappers back in the day, it was Samurai Jetta immediately popped in my head.
Right.
But I'm a go Samurai because of the it was that such was a niche too. Vehicle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Easy to get. Everybody could get their hands on one, and they were, it was just the cool car to have in the culture back in the day.
Right. Right.
And there've been a lot more, but those are three off top. And right now we can't forget Chargers and Challengers. Like they're just, everybody who's cool.
Well, now.
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
But that now counts.
Okay. Okay. I was thinking about a three. Because I always been a fan. And I swear, everywhere I looked, they had it in a video.
Three series?
No, them damn Maximas.
The Maxima?
The Box Maximas, man.
The Box Maxima was, I think EPMD on the album cover, one of them had a Maxima, the other one had an IROC.
Oh, IROC, right. I'm really on the Camaro.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And the IROC was tough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Mustang GT is something not to be slept on. The Fox body from the from the 80s with the 5.0 on the side.
Mm-hmm.
That was a, that was
Shelby one. And that was in a lot of joints, man.
That was in the shoot. The person is funny. The person that I think about with the 5.0 Mustang more than anybody else is Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice.
Ice, baby.
I thought you were going to say Menace to Society.
Oh, he did man,
we supposed to be brothers.
He did have the Mustang.
He robbed him and took ours.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I think that might have been one of the most accessorized cars.
That Mustang.
Because you could put everything on the Mustang, and everything looked like it went with the car.
Right. Yeah, the Mustang, man. That Mustang was sick.
Yes, sir. Hell yeah.
So are those the top five, though?
I don't know, man, because we ain't mentioned
cars
that.
Associated closely with hip hop.
Feel me
see
on
them
this.
All in the videos.
Feel me on this one.
All right.
We missed it.
Okay.
The Act Legend.
Oh!
How did we miss the Acura?
And I can't forget Legend. The Lexus 450.
What?
And the Acura Legend.
Land Cruiser.
That was originally the Toyota Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lexus just took over the nameplate recently. Wow. Yeah. And see that Acura. Man. What Honda did was kind of what how Lincoln decided that I'm going to take an SUV and turn it luxury, and then they made all these other luxury SUVs.
Right.
Honda took their nameplate and said, I'm going to make a luxury nameplate. Mm-hmm. They created Acura, which made Toyota create Lexus, made Nissan create Infiniti. Hyundai created Genesis. Mm-hmm. Like, they all want to have a luxury nameplate after the Acura Legend. The success of the Acura Legend.
Man.
And it's legendary.
I seen a guy on 40, like, a couple months ago. It's like a 93,
90. Mm. They still look good.
Oh, you wanted?
They look good.
Say, yo, that's this shit right there.
Yeah, yeah, they look good. The Acura Legend, man. They, like, I cannot. Yeah, I can't even discount the impact of the Acura Legend.
I thought it was an airplane.
Hey, man.
That 96, maybe no. Yeah, the 94, 96, one of those two.
Mm, man,
they stretched, man.
And even then they had a 2-door called the Vigor back in the day. What? Oh my God.
Boy, that was a dope
shot. But now that Acura Legend, man, deserves to be on the list.
Come on now.
We can't, like, it was just a good looking car.
Yes, sir.
It was solid.
It looked like it was from the future, man.
And the dope boys loved it.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The streets loved the Acura Legend. Acura Legend it deserves top 5 status.
Man.
Something had to come off.
God, oh my.
But I can't take off the charges in the Hellcats and the
you could
the
challenge.
It's now gonna be forever. But they've been around for so long. Like they are true staples. Like there's so many of them out here right now. They like, man, they're gonna be around for a while. They 20 years in now.
They stopping production of those on cars though.
Yeah, that's what they say. Until they stop production and people stop buying Dodges altogether and they bring them right back. They will. Shoot, you see a lot of them 300s back in the day when they first dropped, but
yeah,
I'm not even gonna get into that. That we throw that in the category with
what's
the
that? Dodges.
It's the Chrysler 300.
Oh yeah, the working man's Bentley.
The fake Bentley.
Yeah, you can see the
Chrysler Bentley.
The hood ornament.
You know what I'm saying? You need it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they borrowed some styling cues.
Yes, sir.
But But yeah, man, that's all right. So we got the 6.4. We got the Suzuki Samurai. We got the Acura Legend. We got box Chevys. I'm just thinking with Chargers and Challengers because they've been street now for all this time. You know, in the past 20 years.
Yes.
And arguably, like Lamborghini
and Ferrari
dropped Ferrari's harder to get than Lambos.
Yes.
Yeah, Lambos, you know what I'm saying? Like Lamborghini hit a period of time where they got to be kind of popular in the streets.
Yes, sir.
Like and affordable. They made an affordable Lamborghini. And I say affordable, it's air quotes because you know, 100-some thousand,
I was say under 300.
Yeah, yeah. That was affordable for a supercar and people were buying them, you know, I saw a lot of those,
right?
A lot of Lamborghinis. I think I saw more Lamborghinis at one time than Porsche.
Yes, Porsche. I can't even say the older Porsche you start seeing more of because I still see Porsche now at the same rate I saw them before, and because they, you know, like. That's not
they just something always been around. But you see them sometimes,
and sometimes you don't.
But I definitely saw like a lot of Lamborghinis. I think it was the Huracan. Yeah. Was it the one that was the affordable Lambo?
Oh, the big one.
They all about the same size.
I thought it was okay,
but you know, I think it was the Huracan though.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one that you saw the most in videos, and they were all over the place. Like, you know, I started thinking like Tiger and Justin Bieber, cats like that, you know.
Right.
The era, like, you saw Lambos
everywhere. Right.
So, you know, Lambo turned into a hip-hop car. Whether they wanted to or not, it turned into a hip-hop car.
Right.
And folks rock with them.
Mm-hmm.
If
you're going to talk about the Chargers and all that, you can't skip over the Rolls Royce, though.
Well, how many? I don't see them much.
Because I think that's like top tier rapper.
Now I've seen more Maybachs than Rolls Royces, and they're equally expensive.
The Maybach and the Rolls Royce, and when I say the Rolls Royce, I'm talking about like the damn Wraith and that damn truck. Yeah, you're
talking about $300,000-$400,000 yes, car, sir. But that's what the Maybach costs $300,000-$400,000.
Okay.
You know, you look at it, you be like, that's just a Mercedes S class, but
they
it's longer. Yes. It's made to be.
You could tell the difference between a Maybach and the damn Benz if you pay attention to cars, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. But that, I put the Rolls in a whole different category. And part of the reason I do that is because kind of like Porsche. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can't just afford an old Porsche, because an old Porsche might cost you just as much as your brand new car.
The 911s, but what Porsche did, though, they made that four-door Panamera.
Yes, that's
and I do see a lot of those.
Hell yeah, that's the working man's everywhere. Car. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And then that's something and you can get for under $100,000 when they drop them brand new.
Yeah,
but you know the 911 GT with the fin and all that. Like you're not gonna see a whole lot of those.
Hell no.
But you see a lot of Panameras. Yeah. You see a lot of Boxsters.
That the truck. The Porsche truck.
That's the Cayenne.
They ain't hold value at all.
Yeah, you probably can get. That's still easy to get. Now. There are a lot out there, but you don't see a lot of people in them in videos in those in the Cayenne like that.
Not as much, no.
Yeah,
because they're the cheaper version.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
That's crazy. All those cars, though, man. Because we missing so many.
Yeah, but these we hit the main ones though. Like when you just start thinking about videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I still see people putting out videos with donks in them.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. Where?
On YouTube.
They like, old.
I've seen recent videos with girls, like, girls putting songs out and then getting a video. I even seen a girl recently hop out of a 2008 Charger with the bubble nose.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like,
it was her aunt car.
Yeah. I was thinking she ain't
stop watching
made,
those
she ain't made it yet. You know what I'm saying?
But stop watching those sexy
but nah, you know that there's still a place where people still rocking them dunks. You know what I'm saying? You get down absolutely to Texas and you still see them box joints and cars from the 70s with them pointy pointy wheels on them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a name for them. I forgot the name of those
rings. Me too, I forgot it too.
Yeah. So don't be mad at me, Texas.
Yeah.
We recognizing them.
Absolutely. You gotta recognize UGK because they, you know, did car music.
You remember spinning rims?
Yes, sir.
It's something else. It was a hip hop. It's a hip hop thing.
Yeah, that's the only reason they produced them shits.
Yep. 3/6 ride spinners.
Yeah.
Ride spinners. They don't hell stop. Ride spinners.
But that must have been some Memphis. Because if they didn't see it, they wouldn't have been able to rap about it.
Shoot, Memphis, the South, like, you know. Yeah. But now that, you saw those in New York too. I seen them on New York, on the New York car scene. Spinners, yeah.
Yeah, they few and far between.
Yeah, they.
Why would you have rims in New York?
Oh, people.
Back then, anyway.
Nah, New York always been on rims. Think about it. That's where the BBSs came from.
Yeah, but I consider that a rim because it was so durable. Like, yeah, that was
an aftermarket accessory. No car came with BBSs. Maybe the Trans Am or the
what was the car?
Grand National Regal, maybe. One of them had BBS.
Was it the Trans Am? It might have been
I think it might have been the Trans Am. Used to have I think it had the honeycomb joints back in the
day.
But the Grand National Regal had BBS style rim. I don't know if it was the BBS brand, but it was that style.
Mm. What year was that?
85 to 87.
Oh, yeah. In 86, that's the Buick Regal, The turbocharged Buick Regal was the fastest American.
That's the Grand National.
Man.
Right. And they did have a you could just buy the T-Type Turbo, and you could get one as fast as a Grand National, but you wanted the Grand National badge on. Just like with the Impala SS, you could get a Caprice with that engine. You could get a Roadmaster with that engine. Mm-hmm. You could get the Cadillac with that engine, but you want the Impala. Upgrade.
Yes.
You want the Impala because that one says it's not just fast. It also says it's fast, and that's what the Regal, the Grand National Regal, says.
Mm-hmm. Man,
I'm fast. Now, you can buy a Regal with the turbo, the turbo T-type Regal, and it's same engine setup as the Grand National, but it's not all black, and it don't have these black rims,
right?
And it ain't the same.
And when you talk about white wall tires,
white walls—that's some gangster stuff right there. From the now, that's some '70s gangster right there. Them fat white walls,
yes, sir.
But you know, that's another thing that Texas kept rolling with.
Oh yeah, still to this day,
white walls.
What?
You know, I seen some dope white walls just the other day. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to bring them back. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. And they were fat white walls, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I have it in white letters.
Oh, yeah, you should get capital J written in white letters.
But no, white letter tires were a big deal back in the day.
You better keep them clean.
Yes, sir.
For real.
Shoot.
That was the
Yeah, you need some white letters back in the day.
Absolutely.
And that was even outside of hip hop.
Yes.
You know? I used to put white letters on everything. And
you had
I have
to.
Not put, but since I had the, since I've been driving these Denalis, I have not white lettered them up. But the Safari had white letters.
Different now.
Yep. The Impala ain't got no white letters on it.
Damn. Nah. You acting funny.
I got away from the white letters. Do they still make white letters?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, boy.
That's a good, I think that was a dope episode.
Yeah. I think we hit up everything that you've seen regularly in the video. The most stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if we miss anything, let us know in the comments, man.
And if somebody's going to argue that I put too much prestige on the Suzuki Samurai. But you go back and watch. Go back and look.
Absolutely.
Go back and look. It didn't show up in New Jack City for nothing. By the time New Jack City came out, you couldn't even find a working samurai anymore.
Yes, sir.
But they were trying to tell you what it was like in 85.
Yes. Right.
Boom. You know what was kind of hot for a second, too? The Pontiac Fiero.
Oh, heck. It wasn't a Ferrari.
It wasn't a Ferrari. It was a Fiero. But, like, the first one looked kind of wedge-shaped. But then they, towards the end of the run, they made it look more like the Trans Am in the front.
Hell yes.
Yeah. You remember Roger Harper used to drive that joke around taller back in the day? He had a dope black one. I'm shouting you out right now. That car was dope.
Hell yeah.
And it was one of the newer ones that had more more ground effect. Type look on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It looked fuller.
Yeah. And heavier way. And, you know, those other ones, you go too fast, they blow off the road.
Right.
But
he was trying to give off the appeal of a Ferrari, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But that was a hip-hop car.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hip-hop car.
All right.
So, yeah. Watch some old videos.
Yeah.
Tell us if we lying.
Send us an email at info@overheretv.com. That's I-N. info@overheretv.com. Like, come over here.
And that's our episode on hip hop vehicles in videos.
Yes, sir.
Next week, something different. This is Capital City Podcast. I'm your host, Capital J, alongside my main man,
DL Glass.
Keep it in between the lines, people.